Both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines are made from what is called messenger RNA, or mRNA. To trigger an immune response, many vaccines put a weakened or inactive germ in our bodies. That protein then fights off the virus. That's not the case with these COVID vaccines. The mRNA vaccines teach the cells in our bodies how to make a protein, and then that protein triggers an immune response in our bodies. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He's also on the vaccine committee that gives recommendations to the FDA. Dr. Offit says while this is the first time an mRNA vaccine has been put to use for the general public, it's not a new concept.
It's not a novel molecule. It's not something we haven't seen before. We all have messenger RNA in our bodies. And frankly, it's not a novel strategy. I mean, this particular notion of using messenger RNA as a vaccine has been around for 20 years. People have been working on messenger RNA vaccines against human immunodeficiency virus, malaria, tuberculosis, Ebola, Zika, et cetera. So this is just the first product to sort of get above the water to become a commercial product.
Both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines require two doses. The Pfizer vaccine needs 21 days between doses. The Moderna vaccine was tested with 28 days between doses. Your body will start building up an immune response after the first dose, but a second dose will increase your protection dramatically. It also increases the amount of memory cells you produce, which plays a role in how long immunity from the vaccine lasts.
It looks like you have very high frequencies of memory cells. That's a great sign. If you can have relatively high frequencies of memory cells, that really tells you that you're going to have relatively longer lived immunity.
It's not yet known how long immunity from any of the vaccines will last. Dr. Offit says looking at the data he's seen, it could last a couple years, but not likely decades. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.